Psalm 40, verses 1 through 5. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This was written by David. David said, I wait patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of a slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise for our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you plan for us. None can compare with you. When I speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. What do you do when the results of your sin delivers you into a slimy pit? You ever been there? I certainly have. Where do you go for relief from the mud and the mire of self-inflicted wounds? Well, while the specifics of this psalm are not known, we do know that David was desperate for rescue. Sometimes our arrogance or our ignorance causes us to conclude that God can't deliver us from a self-inflicted sin. We hear God saying, "You made your bed, now lie in it." However, God is not the one who causes those words to rattle in our heads. Even when our backs are turned on him, he turns to us. And even when we distance ourselves, he still hears our cry for help. Our Father responds to the needs of his children. He lifts us out of sin's slippery places, and he puts us on a rock of forgiveness and restoration so that we can stand firm. He replaces our cries for help with a hymn of praise. Sin may damage our reputations, but God will work in our lives to cause onlookers to see what he has done and fear his mighty power and put their trust in him. Wait patiently for the Lord. He promises help is on the way. Lord, thank you for coming to our aid when we cry out to you from the pit of self-inflicted situations. Thank you for forgiveness and restoration. Thank you for firm footing that allows us to return to the journey of obedience. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.